In the second century, in the year 155, St. Polycarp was a martyr bishop in Smyrna. And there's an account of his martyrdom just 5 years later, so this is in the second century, not long after Christ and his apostles walked this earth. The account was written in 160 AD. And it's the account of his martyrdom, of him being placed on a funeral pyre, offering his life because of his faith. And the account reads that the faithful always vied with each other in their haste to touch his body. That as he walked this earth, he had an air of holiness, an air of being consecrated or set apart. And people just wanted to touch his body. And then when he was placed on the funeral pyre and his remains were all burned up, the faithful gathered them. And so the account reads, "Later we collected up his bones, more precious than jewels and better purified than gold, and put them in an appropriate place where, the Lord willing, we shall celebrate the birthday of his martyrdom each year with joy and rejoicing, both to remember those who have run their race and to prepare those yet to walk in their steps." A beautiful image for us of what a saint is and why we revere and venerate the saints all the way back to the second century. Then some centuries later, during the English Reformation, this is in the 16th and 17th century, there was the venerable English College in Rome. And these men were being formed to be priests like Polycarp, but centuries after Polycarp. But we're going back to England to have the same fate. The English College in Rome during those years gained the reputation as being a nursery of martyrs. The priests who were being formed in Rome knew that they were going back to England to be killed for the faith, to be killed for the truth that they stood for as priests. And of that college, during the years 1581 to 1679, there were 44 alumni priests who were martyred. They gave their lives for the faith. Similar to Polycarp, people revered them as they walked the streets of Rome. St. Philip Neri lived during this time, and he lived right across the street from the English College. And the story goes that he knew when they were being ordained, and so he would purposely brush up against them in the street after their ordination. And he'd even kiss the ground that they walked on, knowing that they were going to a fate in England that he was not to have, but a fate that would bring them eternal glory. We have a similar time now in our own church. We have a time where we may not give our blood, but we will be called to witness the faith with our very lives. And so I think it's fitting during this time that we have our martyr, we have our patron now here so close to us in our church, like Polycarp, like those English martyrs. We have St. Jude. St. Jude is here now, not only spiritually with us, but in a physical way, we have his relics, we have his bones. And so we can venerate them. We can brush up against them. This is an encouragement to us because it makes us firm in our faith that, like Polycarp and his followers, we would walk in his footsteps. That when the time comes for us to offer our witness, when the time comes to offer our yes, we would be strengthened by the martyrs, we would be strengthened by St. Jude and his presence here with us, that he would encourage us and give us peace. And so tonight, as we have a time to venerate this relic of St. Jude, we get to be close to him. We get to come into contact with him. I'll explain how the veneration will go a little bit later on, but you'll have a chance to brush up against him and to follow in his footsteps. So tonight, we venerate, we revere our dear patron, St. Jude, and ask him that he would intercede for us to be those saints, to be those martyrs who would follow in his footsteps.